This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has called upon Bangladesh to ensure safety and security of Hindus and all minorities and their places of worship, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said in a written reply in Rajya Sabha that the primary responsibility of the protection of life and liberty of all citizens of Bangladesh, including minorities, rests with the Bangladesh government. Several incidents of desecration and damages to Hindu temples and deities in the neighbouring states have been reported in the past few months. Mr. Singh said India has expressed its concerns about such incidents, including the attack on a puja mandap in Tanti Bazar, Dhaka, and the theft at Jeshureshwari Kali Temple at Satkhira during Durga Puja this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a three-day visit to Odisha from tomorrow to attend the All India Conference of Director Generals of Police and Inspector Generals of Police in Bhubaneswar. Odisha is hosting the event for the first time, which will be attended by the Director Generals of Police of all the states and union territories, as well as chiefs of the CRPF, RAW, NSG, Intelligence Bureau and SPG. Apart from Mr. Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval are also scheduled to attend the conference. The Supreme Court today ordered that Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP, currently in force to tackle the severe air quality in Delhi, will continue till 2nd of December. A bench of Justices Abhay S. Oak and Augustin George Massey made it clear that all GRAP 4 measures except for schools shall be continued till Monday. India is working alongside other reform-oriented countries to build support among the UN member states for expansion of the UN Security Council, as New Delhi has all the credentials to be a permanent member of the expanded UNSC that reflects contemporary global realities. This was stated by External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He stated that the government accords highest priority to getting permanent membership in an expanded United Nations Security Council. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over global enthusiasm towards Indian history and culture. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Indian culture resonates globally. Sharing the glimpses from his foreign visits, the Prime Minister said that this immense enthusiasm towards our history and culture is extremely gladdening. The 55th International Film Festival of India concluded with a spectacular closing ceremony, marking yet another memorable edition of this prestigious event. Saul Bilwete, directorial Toxic, bagged the prestigious Golden Peacock Award at the 55th International Film Festival of India 2024 today. In the closing ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium at Panaji, Goa, the team was awarded 40 lakhs cash prize, a Golden Peacock Trophy and a certificate. The National Investigation Agency today conducted extensive searches at 22 locations in 6 states in a human trafficking and 4 cyber fraud cases. These states are Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab. NIA in a statement said that the premises of 17 suspects were searched in as part of the ongoing investigations in the case linked with an organized trafficking syndicate engaged in trafficking of Indian youth to Southeast Asian countries. In hockey, in a nail-biting encounter, defending champions India triumphed over Japan with a 3-2 scoreline in the Men's Junior Asia Cup 2024 hockey tournament in Muscat, Oman today. This victory marks India's second consecutive win in Pool A following their dominant 11-0 opening against Ireland. India's goals came from a penalty corner rebound by Thoktram Kingson Singh and subsequent strikes by Rohit and Arayjeet Singh Hundal. Japan's new Sato responded with 2 goals from penalty corners. On Saturday, India will take on Chinese Taipei in their next match at 18:15 hours, and in the final group stage encounter, the team will take on Korea on Sunday. The deep depression in South Bay of Bengal is expected to move northwards from tomorrow and will cross between Mahabalipuram and Puducherry on 30th morning. And that is the end of this news bulletin.